95.3 WBEV and Community Comment, and we are just about to get things rolling here. But first, we are going to talk about our friends at Professional Floor Covering. They are an Abbey Design Center in Beaver Dam. You can find them on proflr.com. Randy and his team are here to help you design the perfect space. Over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP, hardwood, tile, area rugs, and window finishings. It's so much more than floors. It's a wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops, cabinets, tile, shower inserts, and more. They also have plenty of great countertop options in your kitchen or bathroom. The material or color and pattern of a countertop all play a major role in how a kitchen or bath remodel will turn out. And over at Professional Floor Covering, they offer a large selection of quartz, granite, marble, laminate countertops. They can help you find the perfect countertop that fits with both your lifestyle and design. Now, without further ado, we are going to throw it over to Kevin Haugen for today's community comment.
Ooh, thank you very much, and good morning. Welcome to today's community comment. If you were watching on our Daily Dodge TV stream, you would have saw like just a blown up image of myself, which is not how I wanted to start the show off. But I want to actually start things off with welcoming in our guest on today's show. It's my pleasure to welcome into our Daily Dodge TV studio here on Community Comment this morning, Beaver Dam City Administrator Nathan Teal. Nathan, thank you so much for taking the time to join us here today.
Always a pleasure, Kevin. And to be honest, that's kind of the way I like things anyways. It's just to be behind the scenes, doing good work, you know.
Yep. I feel the same way. I can empathize.
I have a voice for radio, not the face.
I am with you on that same page. But we're on video, so we have to adapt here. But it is what it is. If you have a question for our guest here on Community Comment this morning, you can call into the program at 920-885-4446 or text 920-887-9595 if you have a question for our guest today on Community Comment, Beaver Dam City Administrator Nathan Teal. And Nathan, this again, I don't want to say anything out of turn, but this potentially could be our last community comment with you in the role as a city administrator. Last week, we got official word that you had put in your letter of resignation to City Hall there, and let the Common Council know that your plans to step down from that role. Effectively, I believe the last day essentially that was mentioned in the letter, I think it was June 6th.
June 6th, yeah.
But we'll talk about potentially, you know there were
next steps and
correct,
things of that nature.
Next steps in a moment. But first, I want to just sort of pick your brain a little bit and just talk about your time here in the city of Beaver Dam and what because obviously this has been a new role. This city administrator position wasn't really in existence as it is today when you first came in. There was a part-timer. There was some sort of position. I can't remember the name off the top of my head.
Yeah.
I believe Zach Bloom was in that role.
Yeah, his official title was Director of Administration.
Yes.
Which is a little bit of a different role. And I think the city is, it's been a long time coming to move to a city administrator position. I think Becky Gluin, really, she saw a vision and really pushed hard for the idea of having a professional managing the day-to-day operations. I would say there is a little bit of a difference or a distinction between a director of administration and a city administrator, and the key point being that a director of administration is equal to a department head. They're kind of like a chief of staff to the mayor. They'd be a full-time mayor. Whereas with a city administrator, the city council is entrusting an expert. They're hiring somebody to kind of run the day-to-day operations of the city. And, I would just compliment Beaver Dam in their efforts to install a city administrator, putting together an ordinance. Those were a lot of discussions. And to be honest, to be fair, if you know, most administrators coming into a position, they would want that framework already set up and established before taking the position. That wasn't necessarily my case. The city was still kind of working through, what do we want? How do we want it? And so, if there were one thing to be proud of, we've got it established by ordinance. And now there needs to be a little bit more fine tuning. I think the council has some work to figure out what they want.
And if memory serves me correct here, and I might be wrong here, I believe the council, when the discussions were taking place on switching to that administrator form of government and hiring and bringing somebody in, they were discussing, you know, we want the administrator to have a say in how this is developed. Obviously, those things have changed over time, and obviously discussions, that's a fluid thing. From what's initially potentially suggested as an idea to where things end up going are two completely different things.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. When it comes to politics and comes to councils, you know, oftentimes they're discussing some difficult things, and they're wrestling with ideas and concepts that maybe are completely new to them. And so they're working through that. And, generally speaking, we see it in politics all the time that a good idea today may not be the same good idea tomorrow. Yeah. And so that's actually part of the reason why you want to have a professional administrator is that they generally – their purpose, the role, is to help provide some consistency and framework to help even out the ebbs and flows that sometimes take place with politics.
And the administrator style of government is something that we've really kind of seen adopted in a lot of communities, especially in our area here too. Waupun is that way, Fox Lake as well. I know Mayville just switched to that form of government. They just hired a city administrator not too long ago as well. So it's definitely something that is a very common style of running the government here in our area.
Yeah, and technically in Wisconsin too.
That's
as well.
True, yeah.
So in other states, you see more of the city manager form of government. Wisconsin's tend to feel more comfortable with the administrator role, which really the only difference being with administrators that you'd still have a part-time mayor that would serve as kind of that chief executive officer.
Yeah.
But the administrator basically plays the role of the chief operating officer.
Yeah. And we'll dive into sort of what the next steps look like here as the council now has the task of filling this very important key role here in the government here of Beaver Dam. But again, we'll talk more about that with our guest, Beaver Dam City Administrator Nathan Teal, here joining us on the Community Comment program today. We have to take a short break. More Community Comment is coming up next.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. No, it's not Christmas. It's rummaging season. If you're hosting a rummage, garage, yard, or estate sale and want to get the word out, drop off a card with a date, time, and location in the mailbox in front of the WBEV studios at 100 Bill McCollum Way in Beaver Dam. Each Thursday morning at 8:35 a.m., we'll announce it on the WBEV Morning Show. Or look for the rummage sale post on WBEV Radio Facebook each week and leave your details in the comments.
Your favorite meat market is overflowing with great deals. Leroy's has warm water lobster tails for $22 each. Get a pack of two Leroy's own 8-ounce marinated ribeyes for $6.75 each. 8-ounce bacon-wrapped pork grillers are $2.50 each, and tri-tip roast is $8.49 a pound. Whole pork butt is $2.19 a pound, and portion is $2.49 a pound. Don't forget the freezer deals. 5-pound bags of fully cooked breaded chicken tenders are $19.99 each, and a bag of chicken nuggets is $13.99 each. Get things with wings to Leroy's. They will accept boneless and featherless in Fox Lake until May 31st. Visit their website for information. The Heat and Eat entree of the week is loaded baked potato with barbecue pork. Get that for $6.49 each. Visit the Horicon in Fox Lake brat fries on the 23rd, 24th, and another one in Fox Lake on the 25th. Leroy's will be closed for Memorial Day. Leroy Meats, your old-fashioned meat market with locations in Fox Lake, Horicon, and Ripon.
Mark your calendars. The Beaver Dam Senior Expo is back. The Senior Expo is informative, empowering, and fun. Enjoy a full day of community fun and engagement on Wednesday, June 11th at the Beaver Dam Family Center Ice Arena from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. While there, you can enjoy bingo, hear expert tips from master gardeners, meet local businesses, win prizes, and connect with your community. At the Senior Expo, be sure to visit with exhibitors like New Medical Center, Visiting Angels, Charleston House, SSM Health, and Hearing Life. You can also enjoy their brat fry hosted by WBEV. Best of all, the admission is completely free. For more information, visit SeniorExpoCouncil.com. You can also visit them on Facebook at Senior Expo Council INC. See you at the Senior Expo on Wednesday, June 11th at the Beaver Dam Family Center Ice Arena. It's the Senior Expo, informative, empowering, and fun.
Update your kitchen, bath, or laundry with ceramic or porcelain tile from Wiseway Flooring. It's durable, water and mildew resistant, and adds a unique artistic flair without having to do a complete makeover.
I'm Mike Yenser of Wiseway Flooring, inviting you to visit our new showroom on Milford Street in Watertown. See how our tile selection might be the right thing for you. Commercial or residential, the wise have it. Log on to ineedflooringnow.com.
Hear what's going on in your community. Stay tuned to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, presented by Professional Floor Covering.
It's time for more community comment here on 95.3 WBEV. Here's Kevin Haugen.
It is 10:19 on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Welcome back into your morning program, community comment here, broadcasting again on 95.3 and streaming on our YouTube page, Daily Dodge TV. With our guest here this morning, Beaver Dam City Administrator Nathan Teal. If you have a question for our guest, again, those phone numbers to get onto the program today, you can call 920-885-4446 or text 920-887-9595. If you have a question, again, for our guest, Beaver Dam City Administrator Nathan Teal here on Community Comment this morning. And Nathan, before we went to break, we were sort of talking about the recent news that you have sent in your letter of resignation to the council, letting them know that you plan to step down from the role here. The last day given essentially was June 6th. Yeah. We'll talk about what was mentioned in that letter to offer to stay on, and you know what potentially that could look like. And essentially, that's up to the council if they want that to happen.
So, Kevin, I appreciate. Hopefully, we can just distract a little bit so the program isn't completely about me.
we will get to other topics.
But I just want to throw out. You know, before the break, we heard a commercial on rummage sales, and I just want to throw out that one of the coolest things that we've installed is a garage sale app that people can access online. I know it's a shameless plug, but just to throw a little levity out there, that instead of putting your garage sale signs that really people drive by, it's hard to see, mm-hmm. and they clutter the right of way. It's so cool. We can use technology to advertise our garage sales, and you can actually pull up all the ones that you want to visit based on the stuff that they have advertised. It's a pretty slick app. So.
No, it is. And forever the you could take the individual out of the city administrator position, but you can't take the city administrator position out of the individual.
As fair
always,
enough.
Always wanting to highlight what's happening here in the city of Beaver Dam.
We can get back to your original question. I just thought.
No, that's a great – a good host would have said this is a great segue. You just heard in our commercial break the ad for the garage sales taking place. We would have kicked that off. I should have done that. But I feel like I'm just so wrapped up here in this original topic of you leaving the post. A couple more questions, and then we'll dive into that app. Also, some other updates here we want to discuss on our program today.
Which is fair.
So we will get to those topics here in just a few minutes as well. But Nathan, want to go back, and obviously we talked to people – I'm sure are also thinking of this if they hadn't had a chance to talk to you in person. I mean, you're always out in the community, so those opportunities are presenting themselves for people who want to know. But I'm sure people do want to know, what's the why? What led to your decision to go this route?
As a public servant, it's not about me, and at least for me personally, that's where I stand. I want the city to succeed, and I want the council to really embrace and be excited about the city administrator position. And we've done a lot of good things over the past couple of years. I think, you know, this last year we were able to get the ordinance put in place, kind of set the framework. We've got an awesome mayor. Mayor Bobby Mark is just incredible. She'll be transformational for this community and for the city. And I never want to be the distraction, right? The thought process is the city council, again, is still working and wrestling to figure out this position, what they want it to do, what they don't want it to do. And it was time to basically, you know, say, hey, you guys have this. We can take the training wheels off. Let me step aside, and now's the time for you guys to go out and hire the administrator you want. And I've been grateful. I think that I've been grateful for the community support. I've been grateful to many of the council members who were shocked or surprised, said, "What?" You know, and yeah, could have continued. But I think this will give the city an opportunity to level up. Yeah. Not that they're going to get a better candidate. I hate to say it. I'll pat myself on the back. I think I'm a pretty good administrator. But I think this will give them an opportunity to hit the restart, the refresh button.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, the council, this is a process that will most likely take several months. You've been a part of some departmental hires here. Is this now it's in the council's hands? They will essentially now open this position up. A lot of times you'll see municipalities, they'll either do an internal search first and then it go to an external, or, you know, start with external, or what's that couple steps look like?
So what I'd say is, ideally, if the organization were primed correctly, you could see an internal candidate who might step into that role, right? I don't think that we're there yet. And so the next step will be for the council. You know, there are certain firms, recruitment firms, that go out and, you know, individuals like myself are professionally trained and so forth. You know, they have their thumb on the pulse and will go and market to individuals with that level of expertise. So I believe the intent, and you know, I don't want to misspeak or speak for the council, but I believe the intent will be to discuss those next steps at our next council meeting, which will be June 2nd. My intent for staying to June 6th was to kind of help or assist through that transition, and I'm committed to helping with whatever transition the council wants. I've even offered if they want, I'll continue to stay on interim for a time being, but the council will have an opportunity to hire a recruiting firm. That recruiting firm will go through a marketing process. Usually it can go anywhere from two to 3 months. One firm in particular who likes to be a little bit more surgical, and so we'll see where the council goes.
Yeah, and again, as Nathan mentioned, that will be up for most likely discussion during the June 6th Common Council meeting. June 2nd Common Council meeting. Thank you for making sure I got that correct. So we'll probably get
more. And always subject to change, by the way.
Correct.
Subject to change. But.
Correct. But yeah, so I don't believe the agenda has been released yet. So this is just hypothetical at this point. Yeah. So we're not sure for sure yet whether or not that will be up for discussion at that meeting then. But as somebody who has worked with Nathan here over the last several years here, now 2 years has it been since?
Almost three. We're almost going on 3 years. Yeah. At the end of the summer, it will be 3 years.
3 years. I can just personally say it has been a great pleasure to have you here as city administrator. Been always open and honest with us here at the media. So we will miss having you in that role, and appreciate the time you've given us here to come on Community Comment and talk about what's happening here in Beaver Dam. So we always appreciate the time that you've given us.
Well, my pleasure. I mean, to be honest, transparency and communicating to media is so important, because, I mean, oftentimes that's how public understand and get to know the business of the city. And so appreciate the role you all play and the support that you've played in helping us make sure that the public is aware of the things that are happening in the community.
Certainly a two-way street that takes both sides to come together. And Nathan, can we ask you what's next? I know you mentioned you love the Beaver Dam community. Are you able to at least give us a little tidbit of information on what is on the horizon for yourself?
Yeah, there isn't anything firmly set yet. No. You know, clearly, you know, I have a family. I need to provide.
I know the feeling.
Yeah. But I will say that our family has loved Beaver Dam. This community really is an incredible community. And, you know, politics and government aside, the willingness to raise funds and to invest in your own and the art scene here, we've appreciated the BDAC, mm-hmm. Community orchestra, community bands, like just the level of community that is here in Beaver Dam is just incredible. So point is as a family unit, we've really, really grown to love this community and have been invested. And that's one other thing that I'll just put in a plug. You know, a city administrator does want to invest in the community. They want to be a part of it. And you know, we're not like a third-party consultant, right? Doesn't move to the area. And you can hire experts of all sorts. But when you have somebody who wants to be a part of the community, that's worth its weight in gold.
No, so. Yeah. It's certainly an overlooked part of any, you know, role like this in city government that, you know, they want to be here. They want to be a part of that community. And I'm sure that will be something that the Common Council will be considering when they search for the next city administrator here in Beaver Dam. We are talking with the current here city administrator, Nathan Teal, on Community Comment. We will eventually here get to the topics that the city administrator actually wants to discuss here. In just a couple of minutes, we do have to take a quick break here. More Community Comment is coming up next.
Catch the Milwaukee baseball game this Sunday at 95.3 WBEV and listen for the Columbus Family Dental Mystery Player of the Game. Then tune in to the 95.3 WBEV morning show the following business day. Be the correct number caller when we ask who was the Columbus Family Dental Mystery Player of the Game. Get it right, and you'll win a pair of Milwaukee baseball tickets. Be sure to listen to 95.3 WBEV this Sunday for Milwaukee baseball's Mystery Player of the Game, brought to you by Columbus Family Dental.
At Prairie Ridge Health, our rehab team is here to help you restore mobility, regain independence, and get back to doing what you love. With state-of-the-art facilities and a compassionate team of physical and occupational therapists, we're proud to serve our communities in Columbus, Beaver Dam, and Sun Prairie. Early morning and evening appointments are available. Schedule a visit today at prairieridge.health. Prairie Ridge Health, inspired by you.
The best place to hear your favorite song is in a bed from Slumberland Furniture. There's plenty of great music in here at the Slumberland Furniture Studio on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump has been unable to reach trade deals with the European Union, so now he's threatening a 50% tariff on all products imported from the EU. Also, says ABC's Mary Bruce at the White House.
The president just now threatening a 25% tariff on Apple. This is a move to try and encourage and spur the company to produce and manufacture all of its iPhones here in the U.S.
The market's all falling on the latest trade announcements from the White House. The Dow's down 300 points. Harvard University filing a lawsuit against the Trump administration, challenging the latest decision not to allow the school to admit any international students. Last night, the president held a private event for those who invested heavily in his cryptocurrency meme coin. Guests were expected to buy more of the coin to gain access to the president's black tie gala. Investigators in San Diego are still looking for clues in the debris field of the plane crash in San Diego. Six people were on board that plane. Two who died have been identified. This is ABC News.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
The Juneau Fire Department details their night responding to the severe weather and multiple tornadoes that hit the area last week Thursday. Two twisters touched down in and around the city. One was an EF2 that traveled 9.2 miles. The other was an EF1 that touched down near the Dodge County Airport. Chief Ed Weiss says the events of that day show the importance of having a battery-powered weather radio and a backup power bank to charge cell phones. More details are at DailyDodge.com. A man convicted of one of South Central Wisconsin's most notorious murders has died in prison. David Call was sentenced to life in prison in 2022 for killing 21-year-old college student Brittany Zimmerman in her downtown Madison apartment in 2008. Online records say Call died at the Dodge County Correctional Institution in Waupun on Tuesday. It's not known how he died. He was 59. A home was damaged by fire in the town of Columbus yesterday morning. The Columbus Fire Department was dispatched to W614 Fox Road around 9:37 a.m. All occupants made it out of the home, but a dog took in too much smoke and did not make it. The cause of the blaze is undetermined. One resident was treated at the scene and was released with no injuries. The house is unlivable at this time. The Jam by the Dam Outdoor Concert Series has a new permanent home. Applied construction students at Beaver Dam High School are putting the finishing touches on a new band shell at Tahoe Park. Students build a different community-based project every year. Technology education teacher Ross Damon says local building supply companies donated $10,000 worth of materials. Those that gave the ultimate sacrifice, along with current military members and veterans, will be honored during the annual Memorial Day ceremony in Beaver Dam on Monday. The service takes place at Veterans Memorial Park, located in Oakwood Cemetery on Highway 33, just east of Highway 151 at 10:15 a.m. The program will also be live-streamed on Daily Dodge TV. In case of inclement weather, the service will be moved to the Veterans Center, located at 300 Michael Avenue at 10:30 a.m. The Dodge County Veterans Services team is asking for volunteers to help map all 4,000 veterans' grave sites around Dodge County. It's part of an effort called the Patriot Project, which places flags and wreaths on veterans' graves. More information can be found by contacting Dodge County Veterans Services. And finally, Wayland Academy is holding its commencement ceremony this weekend. The Coed College Preparatory School in Beaver Dam is honoring 52 students from 22 different countries. The commencement ceremony is tomorrow at 10 a.m. in Lindsay Auditorium. I'm Justin Wilski reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at DailyDodge.com.
Mainly cloudy skies today with daytime highs approaching 61. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear tonight, lows level off around 37. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 63. Partly cloudy and dry Sunday and Monday with highs in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Right now, 51.
Are you tired of battling a damp, musty basement? Air Care in Beaver Dam has a solution for you. The April Air Dehumidifier will significantly improve the air quality in your basement by removing up to 100 pints of moisture per day. That's 12 and a half gallons. The April Air Dehumidifier is quiet, energy efficient, and backed by an impressive 5-year replacement warranty. If you want a crisp, dry lower level for more living space or storage, call Air Care at 920-356-8860. Big enough to serve you and small enough to care.
This week's White Construction High School Athlete of the Week is Addie Damon of Beaver Dam High School. Addie plays varsity hockey, softball, and tennis for Beaver Dam. Her favorite high school athletic moment is beating Fond du Lac in hockey this year and then going on to win a conference title for the first time in the program's history. Addie's advice to freshmen is to remember that everyone has an impact on the team, no matter what type of player they are. Congratulations once again to Beaver Dam High School's very own Addie Damon. She is this week's White Construction High School Athlete of the Week.
Hey, it's Daisy with Slumberland. Our Doorbuster weekend for Memorial Day sale is right now, and you can save. Check out this free matching chair with purchase of your sofa. It's only $597 for the cashed-in sofa, or our free rocker recliner with purchase of the Alphonse Putty reclining sofa at only $697. We have sectionals at $997 with free matching ottomans, and we have power reclining sofas at $897 with the free power reclining chair. Check out these amazing savings with 36 months interest-free financing during our Memorial Day sale going strong. Slumberland, Beaver Dam and Watertown.
They keep you informed on the Dodge County landscape. We keep the inside of your home looking great. Professional Floor Covering welcomes you to the next segment of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
It is 95.3 WBEV and Community Comment, and we are just about to get back to the action here. But first, wanted to remind you that Community Comment is brought to you in part by McKinstry's Home Furnishings. You can celebrate style and savings during the red, white, and blue sale going on right now at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. If you're looking to refresh your home with bold, beautiful new furniture, there's never been a better time. They are just in time for the spring and patriotic season ahead. Whether you're sprucing up your living room or adding a cozy accent to your favorite reading nook, they've got stunning options to match your style and your budget. Save on Lazy Boy recliners, sofas, mattresses, bedroom sets, dining sets, area rugs, end tables, pictures, lamps, and accessories. Plus, pick one of the red, white, or blue balloons, pop it, and reveal your additional discount where you can save up to 50%. There's free financing with no interest until November. McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam is offering the red, white, and blue sale, which ends on Saturday, May 24th, and they will be closed on May 25th and 26th to observe the Memorial Day holiday. McKinstry's honors the men and women, past and present, who have served our country. Now, without further ado, we will throw it back to Kevin Haugen for today's community comment.
Well, thank you, Jake, and welcome back into this morning's community comment program with our guest here today, Beaver Dam City Administrator Nathan Teal, on the program here this morning. Also want to just provide those phone numbers again if you have a question for our guest here. Again, those numbers are 920-885-4446, or you can call or text 920-887-9595 if you have a question for Beaver Dam City Administrator Nathan Teal. And Nathan, I promised eventually we'd get to the main topics that you want to hit on today. We discussed this briefly here in our last segment. Just want to circle back around to it just to give another quick shout out to it and promote this app and where people can go to utilize the service. And again, that's the garage sale app that launched last year, I believe.
We launched it last year. Yeah. And basically the intent of that app is to provide a community the opportunity to put in a one-stop shop place, an online source, a mobile-friendly source, when your garage sales are, your address, the type of items that you're going to be selling. You can even post pictures, things of that nature. And for users of the app, they'll be able to see all the locations that are advertising garage sale. They can kind of self-select, create routes, or create a map of where they want to go. They can print off a list, an address listing of all the locations. So it's a really slick tool and device. It's tech. It's modern, and it sure does beat garage sale signs in the right of way that really no one looks at, and it just gets cluttered, and we feel like it advertises our garage sale. But I think this is going to be a very useful tool, especially I think end of June, right? We have our garage sale, citywide garage sale. So it's open, it's available. If you go online, you can find it. I don't have the link is kind of a funky link.
Yeah,
so
I'll see if I can, while I'm chatting here, see if I can pull it up. And I know I'm sure if you Google Beaver Dam
garage sale app,
it'll get you at least to the right area here. As my computer loads here, and yes, it did. If you obviously the City of Beaver Dam website is a good place to start to utilize to be able to find that. But if you Google Beaver Dam Garage Sale app, that'll take you to a quick little page that has the details of that app, and then there's a link there that allows you to go to that app.
And you can I think there's a button right at the top that register your garage sale.
Yeah, big orange. Letters or big orange box that says add your garage sale. And again, it's really cool. You can select furniture, clothing, electronics. You can break it down by categories when it's happening. So it's a great tool to utilize here to get that information out there to the public. Also, I want to highlight here on Community Comment this morning an update that we want to provide our listeners and viewers about the hometown plan. Start off just a brief recap exactly kind of what this was and where we're at right now.
Yeah, so if you'll recall, last year, Community Action Plan Committee of 40 dedicated residents and community members in the area had put together a list of recommendations, like 72 recommendations that we did an open house in May, and then they did a final presentation out at the high school. And many of those committee members are still working with me kind of in an advisory role, and really still more than advisory. They're working committee members. And we've continued to work on a comprehensive multi-use trail plan. So we kind of the update there is we hired MSA to kind of look at the conflict points and kind of try to create a map of sorts of where we could potentially put a multi-use trail, both kind of identifying the private property, public property, that sort of thing, where some changes in terrain, you know, if you have to cross a creek and things of that nature. So I actually, just before this community comment, was meeting with MSA, and we were reviewing kind of some of those details. So we'll take that back to that advisory committee or the hometown plan committee in this next week and review that. They've also been working on a downtown plaza concept, which has been really exciting, wanting to, you know, our events have kind of been spread out in all the downtown, which is a good thing. But like having a main central focus point where people can gather has been of interest to the group. So we're working on that, and kind of working on some details, and so very exciting things to come.
Yeah, no, it's cool to see that members of the community have really taken this project up and have carried this along. It was initially you mentioned last May they presented a lot of their findings. They started last January, I believe, sort of meeting together on a weekly basis, just discussing. There were like seven subcommittees that met and discussed, and just to see them still meeting together, I'm sure, is really cool. They're passionate about.
Yep, they're still energized, engaged. They actually on their own went out and met with the downtown Beaver Dam Inclusive. They met with the chamber. You know, they've met with the Rotary Club, things of that nature. So if there are any service organizations that or clubs that would like to have the hometown plan group meet with and discuss, we're more than willing to meet and to set that up. And that's one thing that I will say that my intent, now that I'm stepping down, going to be a community member, I hope to continue to engage with these folks, because they have passion, had desire. One other quick cool thing is, I think we've talked about this in the past, but they met with the high school to put in bike repair stations. Yes. Or to create bike repair stations. So high school's designing them now, the end of this year, and then come the fall, the intent is to actually build some bike repair stations that will be then placed in several of our parks throughout the town. So just kind of cool. We have an Eagle Scout who was connected to that and is planning on helping to install. So just cool things like that have come out of this community engagement piece.
Yeah, that's one thing that I've certainly noticed here in the Beaver Dam community is the drive from the community here to rally together, support cool causes, and drive things forward, and see the community continue to thrive and get better each day.
It's absolutely phenomenal and just wonderful. It's wonderful to see.
Yeah, we're again with Beaver Dam City Administrator Nathan Teal here on Community Comment this morning. We do have to take another break. More programming.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. No, it's not Christmas. It's rummaging season. If you're hosting a rummage, garage, yard, or estate sale and want to get the word out, drop off a card with a date, time, and location in the mailbox in front of the WBEV studios at 100 Bill McCollum Way in Beaver Dam. Each Thursday morning at 8:35 a.m., we'll announce it on the WBEV Morning Show. Or look for the rummage sale post on WBEV Radio Facebook each week and leave your details in the comments.
celebrate style and savings during the Red, White, and Blue Sale going on now at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. Looking to refresh your home with bold, beautiful new furniture? There's never been a better time. Just in time for spring and the patriotic season ahead. Whether you're sprucing up your living room or adding a cozy accent to your favorite reading nook, we've got stunning options to match your style and your budget. Save on Lazy Boy recliners, sofas, mattresses, bedroom sets, dining room sets, area rugs, lamps, and accessories. Plus, pick one of the red, white, or blue balloons, pop it, and reveal your additional discount. Save up to 50%. Free financing with no interest until November. McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. Hurry, the red, white, and blue sale on Saturday, May 24th. We will be closed on May 25th and 26th to observe the Memorial Day holiday. We honor the men and women, past and present, who have served our country.
Rain or shine, Memorial Day weekend means good times. As the Fox Brothers crew remembers those who served, they also offer you great deals. Like Fox Brothers pre-cooked 19-ounce original brats are $4.99 and get certified Angus beef T-bone steaks for $9.99 a pound. 80% lean ground chuck family packs are only $3.99 a pound. And Prairie Fresh baby back ribs can be had for $2.99 a pound. Sweet drinks for any day. 7-Up, RC Cola, Mountain Dew, Pepsi, or A&W 12 packs are buy two, get two free. Speaking of sweet, 14 to 18 ounce sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce is 89 cents per pound with 1,000 pig points. Get whole seedless watermelon for $3.99 with 2,000 pig points. And Blue Bunny ice cream, just $2.99 with 3,000 pig points. A pound of Piggly Wiggly butter is $3.49. Shop those deals and more at your Fox Brothers Piggly Wiggly in Beaver Dam and Mayville.
After a serious crash with a semi-truck, everything can change instantly. Your future, your family's future, your quality of life. That's why knowledge and results matter in big truck cases. And not all law firms have the know-how or the resources to handle these complicated cases. At Gruenberg Law Offices, we have the experience it takes to make sure you're protected. And there's never a fee until we win your case. Gruenberg Law Offices. One call, that's all.
These are the happenings in your community. Thank you for joining this edition of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, presented by Professional Floor Covering.
And with the last segment for today's Community Comment, here's Kevin Haugen.
Well, thank you very much, and welcome back into, again, our final segment of Community Comment here on 95.3 WBEV and streaming on Daily Dodge TV. Our guest here, Beaver Dam City Administrator Nathan Teal. And Nathan, before we took our last break, we were discussing that hometown plan, what the updates were with that, and just kind of what that whole project entails. The city, meanwhile, is also working on another very important plan, the comprehensive plan. And what's the update? Where is that currently at right now?
Yeah, so I'm happy to say that we are on we're crossing the finish line on that. So you know, we needed to have a public hearing. And so we will be having a public hearing at our plan commission meeting this coming Wednesday. The plan commission actually already approved. We had thought that our public hearing had been scheduled appropriately, but we needed to redo that public hearing. So we'll hold the public hearing this next Wednesday at 4 o'clock, and then it will go to council for final approval. But what's been neat is that we've continued to, you know, you can make a plan and then set it on a shelf. But that comprehensive plan should be a working document, and the city's already working on implementing some of the information that came out of the hometown plan, and also just within their own review and evaluation. One of them being that they're reviewing their zoning ordinances, making sure that they're up to state statute and federal law, and then also trying to make it so that we're appropriately and more developer friendly, like we're able to accomplish the things that we can do to bring new businesses to the area without jeopardizing standards or without shooting ourselves in the foot and not having a good plan and so forth. So anyway, they are finishing up that review. Like they're continuing to work on the recommendations that came out of that plan. So anyway, I'm excited to say that the plan should be complete and ratified by council, but the Plan Commission is going to continue to work on things to make sure that we actually do the things that were outlined in that plan.
Yeah, and essentially this plan, and if I'm wrong, please correct me. It looks 25 years out into the future. Is that kind of the
about 20 years out into the future. So it addresses things like housing. It addresses things like economic development, our public assets. So for instance, one of the things that was called out in the comprehensive plan was, you know, evaluating the fire station, right? So we're moving those things forward. And the benefit of having a plan too is that it opens you, it sets you up for grant opportunities and other funding opportunities. And so that's the reason why you do these plan updates. One, it's just a good exercise to make sure everybody's aligned, has the same vision. Mm-hmm. But two, it opens you up for additional funding from state and from federal.
Yeah, those
dollars.
Those state and federal agencies like to see communities have a plan. Like I said, this is where we would utilize those funds and move
and that community's forward. Behind it. It's it's not just the whim of one individual. It's a community engaged. The community was engaged. They're supportive. Because the worst thing you can do is give a grant to a project that then the community all of a sudden comes out with pitchforks and you know, knives and things of that nature. They're like, what?
Anyway. Yeah, that's a one way to avoid having that sort of backlash is planning. Right. And then that comprehensive plan helps with that. And when this is approved and finalized, is this a document that the community can view online and read themselves?
It actually is already online. It's not in its final form. It has draft on it. But community can go right on our homepage in the highlights. They can find the comprehensive plan.
Fantastic. Nathan, you had mentioned there when talking about the comprehensive plan, bringing new businesses here into the community and how important that is to help spur growth and economic development here in Beaver Dam. And Beaver Dam just recently announced a new grant program to help with that.
Yeah. So we are fortunate to have cool partners like WDC and also the governor's office who they advertised a small business development grant program. I have to tip my hat to Tracy Probst at the Chamber, who's incredible.
Does a lot of great work here.
Awesome. Love working with her. She and I collaborated to submit the application for this grant. We were awarded $50,000. And basically what this grant does is it expands. We have currently, the city has a new business grant specific for downtown. Mm-hmm. And the intent with us going to WDC was to expand this grant so that it didn't just cover the downtown, but it also covered businesses throughout the community. So new small businesses that set up shop here in the community this year can have an opportunity to apply for up to $5,000.
Yeah. So it's so I understand it. Essentially, there's a pool of $50,000 that individual grant applications can request up to that $5,000 mark. And eligible businesses include but are not limited to restaurants, cafes, retail shops, entertainment venues, businesses serving customers in the mornings, evenings, weekends are especially encouraged to apply. So there really is a wide gamut of businesses that can to reach out.
And the intent is for foot traffic, right, and to generate people coming to the community, sales tax, that sort of thing. Talk to us if you want to reach out to Tracy, myself, or myself temporarily for the time period, June 6th, but also our building inspector, John Moosreiner's office. You can reach out to any of them and they'll be able to assist.
So that's the best place to go to get that ball rolling is those contacts.
I would reach out to Tracy.
She's
awesome. She's a rock star.
She is fantastic in her role.
She probably doesn't appreciate me giving her more work.
She's much like you though. She also doesn't like being shout out like that. So
she deserves it though.
Yeah, no, they both, she does. Yeah. yeah, a lot of fantastic things here in the community. And we just have a couple of more minutes left here on our program this morning. With that time, I want to give a note here. As we get into the holiday weekend here, I'm sure people are trying to plan what they want to do. And obviously, summer is just a couple of short weeks away here.
This is true.
And but, there's outdoor activities that people want to take advantage of.
But, yeah, and I have some sad news, but it makes sense. So everybody, I think I got a call just last week asking about the splash pad, and it was really warm last week,
yes,
right?
Yes, it was.
I don't know if you noticed, but this week's been a little cold. And we're anticipating some cold weather for the interim. So splash pad will not be open Memorial Day weekend. I have to sadly transfer that information, not because we don't want to, but just because it's just cold.
Yeah, so it's, not for a lack of wanting it to be open.
Stay tuned; it will open. We're excited. We're excited to have it open.
Does the city, will that be? I'm assuming the posted on social media and online.
Yeah,
that splash pad.
Yeah, we'll post it on Facebook and online. So
yeah, so just stay tuned. Follow those accounts and. You'll get that information.
But the docks are all out, so if you need to go fishing, anything, I mean, there's a ton of stuff that you can do. So
yeah, there's a lot of local things you can do on the water here, just not at the splash pad there at Swan Park, which is really coming along nicely here. It's really looking great to see Swan Park grow and change over the years.
I think that was one of my favorite things. I don't know if you recall, Kevin, but me and my flamingo – you know, inner tubey, you know, I got to wear sandals to work. It was great. So
it was a fun time. And it was a fun time having the Beaver Dam City Administrator here on Community Comment today. I want to thank again Nathan Teal for joining us here on the program. Nathan, thank you again so much for coming on.
It is always my pleasure, Kevin. Thank you.
And that will do it for today's Community Comment.